Today, Beth Shem, we're continuing in and finishing the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos. We are up to Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So the Mishnah tells us, "Katan imal shmona l'tishah la'asar la'achad asar u'lishnei masar." The proper time to give a baby a bris milah is sometimes the 8th day, sometimes the 9th day, sometimes the 10th day, sometimes the 11th day, sometimes the 12th day. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. It's never proper to give a baby a bris milah before the 8th day, nor is it ever proper to give a baby a bris milah after the 12th day, unless he's sick or something. Haketzah. Kedarka l'shmona. Normal bris milah is always going to be on the 8th day. But nola l'ben hashmashos nima l'tisha. If a baby was born during ben hashmashos, so you can't really be sure that what you think is the 8th day is the 8th day, because the baby might have actually been born, you know, if the baby's born between Sunday and Monday, during ben hashmashos, between Sunday and Monday, so you can't really be sure that time period, whether it's Sunday or Monday. So giving the baby a bris milah on Monday might be the 8th day, or it might be the 9th day. So in such a case, you're giving a baby a bris milah on the 9th day. Bein hashmashos shel erev Shabbos nima la'asara. If it was during bein hashmashos of Friday night, where if the baby was really born on Shabbos, then the milah should be done on Shabbos, but you can't take that chance because the baby might have been born on Friday. But you also can't give the baby the bris milah on Friday because it might have been born on Shabbos. So then the only time you give the baby the bris milah is on Sunday, which might be the 10th day if the baby was really born on Friday. Yom tov la'achara Shabbos nima. And if there was a Yom Tov on Sunday and the baby was born Friday night ben hashmashos, you're going to have to wait till Monday to give the baby bris milah. And shei Yom Tov shel Hashana nimal shnei masar. And if the Yom Tov that was on Sunday happened to be Rosh Hashana, so it was actually Sunday and Monday, even though it's all these 2 days of Yom Tov, Sunday and Monday, and the baby was born Friday night, you're not going to be able to give the baby bris milah until Tuesday, and that's going to be the 12th day potentially after the baby was born. Katan acholein malinosachi avri. And sometimes you have to delay even more than that, if the baby lo aleinu is a chola, so then you can't give a baby a bris milah until he gets healthy. So that's certainly you're not going to be able to give a baby a bris milah on time. So then the Mishnah talks about the end of the parak with some basic halachos of bris milah, and the Mishnah teaches us how much of the foreskin has to be removed in order for the bris to be a kasher milah. Elu ein tzitzin ha-ma'akvinas ha-milah. The following pieces of skin, if you don't remove them, is going to be ma'akev the milah. It's going to make the milah an invalid bris milah. And they are basar chofa is rov ha'atara. If you have the flesh of the foreskin covering a majority of the atara, so as long as that remains, the bris is a pasul bris, and the baby is considered to not have a milah. So if a kohen had such a bris milah with so much of the skin remaining, then that kohen is considered to be an arel, and he's not allowed to eat truma. Even if the foreskin is completely removed, im haya bal basar, if the baby was had a lot of flesh there, so even after the foreskin is removed, somehow the flesh of the aver covers the area of the bris milah, so the baby looks like he doesn't have a bris milah. Misakno mipnei maras ha'ayin. Then you have to fix it for the sake of maras ha'ayin. You have to fix it in order to that it shouldn't look like the baby doesn't have a bris milah. Once you remove the foreskin, so then we do priya. Once you do the milah, you do priya, which means you remove the membrane that covers the area, and you peel it back. They do priya with a tzipar, with a fingernail. So the Mishnah tells us, mol v'lo para esamila ki ilu lo mal. If you did a bris milah but you didn't do priya, then it's as if you didn't do a bris milah at all. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we learned that a katan, that a baby can get a bris milah normally on the 8th day, but if it was a ben hashmashos baby, it would be the 9th day. If it was a ben hashmashos v'erev Shabbos, it might be the 10th day. If it was a ben hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, which led into Yom Tov, might be the 11th day. If it was a Ben Hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, which led into a 2-day Rosh Hashanah, it might be the 12th day. But under normal circumstances, a baby should never get a bris milah before the 8th day or after the 12th day, unless the baby is ill and couldn't get a bris milah before that point. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that there are tzitzin that are ma'akev the milah. If you have basa that covers rov of the atara, that's going to prevent the milah from being valid. And if a person has a bris milah that looks like that, he's an orel, and if he's a kohen, he can't eat truma. But sometimes you have a valid bris milah, it just doesn't look like a valid bris milah because baby's a bal basar. So then you need to fix it up because of maris ha'ayin. And we said that if a person does milah but didn't do priya, then the milah is entirely invalid. Baruch Hashem, next time we will pick up with the 20th parak of Maseches Shabbos.